Ryan's lie, and they are trash. And if you say, "Oh, there's a group that did it," they all.
But you wanted to go for a jog.
Yeah, I need to get into being active again. I can't join a group of people.
I run Tuesday. Why do you need Thursday, other people? Saturday. I don't run with them.
But why do you need that thing? Why don't we just go?
We can go, but my running days are Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. What are you fighting me about here?
Because you want to run with a club or...
I don't. I run by myself and I check the club out. They're running on the prom as well.
I told you, I want to run with you a slow, short run.
Yes, I do.
And then you like Friday, there's this 5K.
Yes, listen to me, but... Sometimes these things give free stuff.
I was like, nah, dog.
Sealand give like...
I hate you. I hate the way you look at it.
And they give you bags and stuff, but you have to be there. You think I run their fucking shit?
I don't need swag. I got enough swag.
There's only one way of having swag when you run, my friend.
What?
Is having clothes that are not popular.
No, I'm saying swag, stuff we all get.
If you got a marathon top on, Dada Baji, you're a main person.
What if it's like a Tokyo marathon top?
The rarer the better, bro. It's like Pokemon.
Yeah. My colleague went to Tokyo.
What a marathon.
He's like 60 odd. He's a G when KGs it comes to running. Age-wise. Listen, I was up late last night.
You see what Kendrick did to you?
Kendrick.
I can't believe you are live reacting, not live.
I didn't react because it's 4 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I'm not going to react to that. I was just watching reactions.
Did you wake your wife up?
No, I was in the room.
Oh, but you didn't go like,
yo, Kendrick drop.
Abby.
Kendrick drop.
He's not letting go of those fights.
I saw a skit where a bra was in the Teams meeting. And he just like, and he's like,
no.
Yeah, this, I gotta go.
I wanted to do this the skit, but I was so lazy. But it's Kendrick's social media manager.
Yeah.
So did it like he's sleeping and his phone starts buzzing, tingling, all these messages, and then he looks at his phone, and then all these messages appear. He says, Drake dropped a diss. And he goes, oh, okay. He swipes up. He goes, private, public.
My favorite one is where he's in the... It's this guy playing Kendrick in a dark room. Like dark. And he's wearing a hoodie. You can only see a basic outline of his face. And there's a voice over here. And he's like, yo, Kendrick, can I turn on the lights? And he's like, leave him off. And then he says, yo, Drake talk. I know. And he's like, yo, he spoke about my family.
My family. Yeah.
And then he's like... uploaded.
Yes, there we go.
Your message earlier, it was funny, but I was getting done. He's like, Drake just has to say like, yes.
I got the flu. You have to start making excuses now why you aren't coming out with stuff.
My sciatic is acting up.
I was like, that Zach Fox tweet killed me. Yeah, exactly. He said, if someone called you a sexual predator, you can't go, nah.
But he can't. He can't respond to that.
I'm not. Like, sometimes when I think of things like this, I go, oh, I know the exact meme. You know what Drake needs to post now? There's that video of the guy who's a prisoner that is sentencing. And he says, Your Honor, can I sing?
This is one of my favorite tricks. I wrote
the song.
Hello there. Your Honor, I wanna say I'm sorry for the things I've done.
Drake.
Can I try and be stronger in this life I chose? But I want you to know.
God damn.
That door I closed.
Wow, he's got a voice too.
I'm sorry, 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 sorry. To my mother, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
There has to be a remix of this.
To the victim, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
Oh my God, this is R&B vibes.
Yes, Your Honor, I'm sorry.
Yes, Your Honor.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
About ends.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor. You know, what a tune.
25 years to life. Next case, please.
And just like that song, he's never getting released.
Uh,
What a banger.
Okay. Welcome to Bad Advice. Met a guy, but he has zero social media presence.
Met a murderer.
100%.
100%. You've met a murderer. It's impossible these days to have zero social media presence. And when a guy comes with that, he's either coming with this, it's a game.
Mm.
He knows that he has zero social media presence. And then when you say, hey, do you have Instagram? They're like, nah, I don't have any of that stuff. And then you're like, why? Because you've probably been outed. That guy has been outed as something.
You can literally find deleted accounts these days. Like, it's not... you like, no social media presence.
Mm.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah.
There's too many unanswered questions.
Yeah. Like, I'm not using the social media just to have a gander.
No.
Like, even if you say, like, okay, maybe it's a bit stalkerish, I'm going to go look at his profiles and stuff. But people look at people's profiles all the time.
All the time.
But I'm saying, if you got no profile... what you been doing?
Yeah.
What have you been documenting this stuff?
It's a social CV. It's how people, you know, do the things.
You have met a murderer.
I would rather have someone on private than nothing at all.
Yes, I'd rather have something on private than nothing at all. And I'm talking about no social media presence. Zero. So you're saying, okay.
LinkedIn. No LinkedIn.
No LinkedIn?
Not even professional.
Not even professional social media?
Yeah.
Nothing that you've learned from this experience that you want to share in a 3-part tweet or LinkedIn post? What?
Nothing?
Nah, you're a murderer.
No Twitter.
Or
no
you're cheating. That person has listened to our podcast and gone, oh, Simeon Ross told me I must cheat.
Yeah.
No social media presence. Because where you start, how are you starting? What phone do you have? Because I'm assuming then you got a burner phone, like one of those old Motorola.
No, 100%. Razors. Or Nokia.
Because you're not taking photos.
No.
What are you doing with your memories going?
No, he's printing them out.
Yeah, there's no way. You have met a murderer or somebody else's husband.
He's going to that Kodak Photo Express and just printing all his photos like an idiot.
Hey, what's that envelope we have? Memories. It's not an envelope.
And yeah, he's not like transferring photos or his memory getting full on his phone from an, you know, like a normal person.
Yeah.
He's just printing it out.
Murder. You met a murderer. So I would suggest... see how far it goes.
Yeah.
We haven't had a banging murder documentary in a while. I know there's a couple of Showmax things. But
there is a slight chance that he's not. But I say take the risk and find out.
Take the risk and find out. Also, if we don't hear from you within 90 days, we know the answer.
Yeah. Is that how long it takes?
Well, I'm going to assume. In 90 days, you either know that you're a murderer, he's a murderer or not.
Don't you wait 24 hours to report a missing person?
Like in America things. Over here, you go to the police station and say, my wife is missing. Like, fill out the form.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do I get the form from? That line.
Yeah.
Now you must understand in that line, you get the, I really need help, my wife is missing. Okay. Everybody got problems here,
yeah,
my man.
Yeah, yeah. That's the wrong form, by the way.
It just came from that guy. He said it must come here.
Like, sir, this is Home Affairs. Saps is down the road.
I've actually been to the Saps over here.
Is it?
In by Harrington Street side.
Nice.
Actually, that's one of the nicest police stations.
Really?
Yeah. You wouldn't think any police station is nice in the country, but you get over there, they operate.
What do you mean they operate?
Well, there's no long lines of stuff. You get inside over there, you can write an affidavit out, then they ask questions like, oh, and how do you feel after this thing?
Mm.
Maybe we can help you sometime. Actually, if you wait for...
Wait, why did you go? Cease and desist.
No. It was... I was applying for a visa at VFS. You know VFS?
And the Freiheitsfront...
No, the visa people that do for like Britain and Germany and Europe and stuff.
All right.
And they... the people that work there think that they have the passports of that country. But I'm sorry, Auntie Patricia, you're fucking from... you're from the flats, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Like, you are not from the German flats.
Nope.
So she's like, oh, you know, they're good. If you don't get an affidavit from the police station saying that you've just moved to Cape Town, then we'll have to send through these documents and they're going to get red flagged. They're not going to get red flagged, girl. You are not the German consulates. You are the colored auntie that works here at VFS. Don't stress. Don't worry about ambassadors. My uncle is one. I've got this thing down. Hey, I had to go get an affidavit to say that I had moved to Cape Town. Then the guy that I say, I have moved to Cape Town, like, you put the stamp on. Like, yeah, but you're here. I was like, yeah, I know, but I need the affidavit. It's like, oh, okay. Welcome to Cape Town. Yeah.
Then is Emo. That, is that what the stamp says?
No. Oh. It's just like a sap stamp. Emo had it popped out. Just like, enjoy the party. Put on your dancing suit. Cape Town welcomes you. Yeah, it was a schlep, but that's why I went. Yeah. I went a few times with the police
station. I say it's worth it just for the song.
Have you ever been to a police station?
Yes.
What happened?
I was there to fetch someone out of prison. Not prison, jail.
Nice, but that's not the police station.
Yeah, no, they didn't go into jail. Sorry, oh, it was alone in the lockup, the holding cells.
Yeah. I got a video of me in one of those lockups.
What were you doing there?
My dad and I got arrested. Very lovely bonding.
Did you sing a song for the judge?
No. Wish I did now. 500 and bail denied. Do not ever sing again here.
You and your dad got locked up.
Yeah.
That's gangster.
Yeah, I hit a racist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't hit a
racist. That's when I got my gang name.
Oh, Wolfie. Yeah.
No, Chokey. Wolfie's my dad.
Wait, why Chokey if you hit him?
Because I choked him as well.
Oh, yeah.
But I wanted a full name. Chokey Metakoki. But apparently that doesn't work like that in the prisons.
Nope.
But anyway, my dad and I got over there. The funniest thing was that you get inside the prison, the jail area, right? And then I had my keys with me. I didn't have my car keys because I drove myself. And I was writing on the walls, Chokey was here.
Yeah.
And they always say, never write your name on the walls. It's like, it's not my name.
Yeah.
Chokey's figment of my imagination. Yeah. But I wrote on one wall, Chokey was here. And I went to the other wall and I said, be aware of Chokey. Just so someone goes
like on a different handwriting.
Yeah, my left hand. So I can just imagine people going into that jail in Hillbrow going, wow, Chokey really.
Oh, in Hillbrow.
Yeah.
That's gangster.
Yeah, it is gangster. I'll show you the video.
But I'm glad you punched that racist.
Yeah.
It's not enough to be not racist.
That guy was the caretaker of the block of flats we stayed in, right? He used to give my dad shit, and then he called my dad a racial slur, and I went off to him.
Wait, what was the racial slur? Can you say like the word, like P word?
It sounds, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was rife in the colored community.
Yeah, so he did that, and I just flipped out on him. And the guy was old, like 65, being racist. That's where they come from.
Yeah, but you can still get a puck.
Yeah, so he got it from me. I need to find that video.
For the actual prison video.
Yeah. I've got it over here, dog.
Why? How?
Me and my homies.
Yeah, you and Wolfie.
Bro, I was there for 6 hours. I ran that thing. I had 45 rand on me.
All right.
In cash and coins.
And you paid it for protection?
No. Oh. I didn't need any protection money anymore. I was the main dude over there. People are coming to me going, I need toothpaste. I need toothpaste.
No, you've just recently watched Prison Break. Now you're on a...
I'm going to show you this fucking video, bro. don't stress. I'm going to show you this video, dog. Me and my outies.
Yeah.
Here we are, we're waiting in the dock.
The shirt choice.
They arrest you. What you'd grab whatever you want before you go to prison.
Just saying, throw a hoodie on.
You must play that
before
video.
You go.
Nah,
throw a hoodie.
Can't help it that you speak to a thug, my man. Don't tell me what to wear. Speaking to a f***ing thug.
You don't look like a thug there. You know. Don't go back to your old ways.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And you
beware of Chokey.
Just a follow-up story, right? Just one follow-up story. There's a guy I met recently. He's killed people.
Yeah.
Right? But he said his name was Killer. And I was like, how do you spell that thing? He spells it K-I-L-L-E-R. Nope. K-I-L-A, like Fila.
Yeah.
The thing that killed me, because he asked me, what's your mother's name? I was like, my mother's name is Layla. He's like, no, your murder name. I was like, oh, shit.
And you were like, Chokey.
I was like, Chokey. And he's like, I'm Killer. I was like, yeah, but my one is spelled correctly.
I do like the menace of reducing it to just 4 letters. Like, there's no, he doesn't have time to write the full word because he's too busy killing.
Exactly.
So it's like, Killer.
He's such a lacquer guy.
Yeah. They usually are.
They usually are.
Just like that guy with no social media presence.
Murder. He also told me that if I mention his name at any club in Cape Town, I'll get in. And then I tried it.
And they kicked you out.
They're like, you tell David to contact us.
Tell David
directly.
Should we do? You need to do socials and stuff.
Why don't we just put it on screen?
Okay.
Unless you
smash that like button.
Hi, welcome to Bad Vibes.
Smash that like button.
And we're practicing for YouTube things.
Subscribe, like, follow. $20 chat. No, that's streaming.
Yo, we all.
We're so out of touch with all this.
How do the kids do it? Oh, like, follow, and subscribe for more.
Yeah. Like, follow, and subscribe for more. Please.
When do we stop looking at the camera?
We never stop looking at the camera.